It's time for Israel is Real. Two Israelis putting a human face on all things Israel. Rahel and Sonia focus on life in modern 21st century Israel, telling the stories of ordinary people living in, loving, and in support of an extraordinary land. Israel is Real is a community-supported program featuring interviews with local, national, and international celebrities, personal life stories, and call-ins. Learn a new Hebrew word every week. Israel is Real. Every Friday on 1590 WSMN, Nashua's News and Talk. And now, your hosts, Rahel and Sonia.
Hi, we're Rahel.
And Sonia.
And today also with...
Miriam.
And this is Israel is Real, the free voice for Israel. Boker tov lekol ha'mazinim.
Tzoraim tovim b'Israel.
From WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. And those who are not hearing us locally on the radio waves, you can also hear us on the internet at WSMNradio.com. So do tune in. I don't know how you'll know to tune in, but okay, do tune in. Have your friends call you. Hey, listen on the internet. Okay, and we're also on the internet at our own website at www.israelisraelnh.com.
They click on Listen Live, Rahel, when they go on the WSMNradio.com site.
There you go. Click on Listen Live at the WSMNradio.com site. And you can hear us on the internet. If you're not hearing it clearly or anything like that, just go to the internet. And again, our own website is www.israelisraelnh.com, ISRAELISRAELNH.com. So do tune into that, where you can also listen to previous interviews. Everything is archived for almost 2 years now. Yay! Still 2 years, and we still need your donations, so please... go on that and that site to find out how to help us help Israel. So, Sonia, Boker Tov.
Boker Tov.
How is it going today in Hebrew?
Wonderful. Always.
Always. What's our Hebrew word for the day?
Nigun.
Nigun, one of my favorite words.
Yeah, it's melody. And nigun is from the verb lenagen, which means to play an instrument.
Uh-huh.
Because shir, it's also a melody, can be a melody or a poet or poetry, but it's made by a human voice. So in Hebrew, you have a distinguished word for an instrument or for a human voice.
And a nigun is essentially a melody without words. And it's I would say that Rabbi Nachman, who we talk about often, says that one of the most direct means for attaching ourselves to God, for example, from this material world, is through music and song. And let's hear a little bit of the nigun, and we'll talk about it. As we're listening to this nigun, I'm going to just tell you a little bit about from Hasidut, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, that it's understood that every neshama, which is a soul, every soul has its own melody. And so a nigun is, in a sense, a melody that comes from your own heart, from your own soul. And the power of the nigun is just... that it's your self-expression. It's where it's coming from and where it's going to. And in the Hasidic sense, it's a form of conversation with God. So
The Hasidut is actually speaking about working God, worshiping God with happiness. And this is the revolution in the thinking. You shouldn't be serious, or you shouldn't be
sad or depressed.
Exactly, vice versa. You should show happiness. You should be happy. You should laugh and you should sing. And even if the time is extremely serious for you, which it's happened, and because of this, the Hasidut movement came to a life in Judaism. Exactly because of this, to give the opportunity to stay optimistic, to think and to understand that God is there for you. And it's actually a mitzvah, a great deed to stay happy and
mitzvah gdola liot besimchat tamid.
Yeah, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So this is what we are doing. It's a great deed to stay happy always. This is what Rachel just
right
cited.
And in Hasidut they also stress that you should always find, we're talking by the way today about spirit. Where is spirit in Judaism and in Israel? And one of the things that Hasidut always says is that if you're feeling down, if you're feeling low, you need to find just one little moment of some place where you were happy again and think of that place. And this is what the Hasidut is about. This is what Hasidism is about. It's about expressing positive, as you said, optimistic and being happy. Finding a place for happiness.
Actually, in the time that you are happy, you became more optimistic. This is
right.
The thing. It's not the whole way around. So,
and finding the little spark. Yeah. So let's hear a song. This is the first song that we heard was myself singing at a concert. This next song is Bruce Berger, Rebbe Sol, who we've had on our show a couple of times. He's singing a song, his own personal expression, his own nigun in a sense, although this is an actual song called Kol Ha'olam Kulo.
The entire world
is Kol Ha'olam Kulo Gesher Tzar Ma'od. The entire world is
a narrow bridge. And this is something that I like.
Va'ikar lo lefached.
Klal.
Klal, yeah.
The most important thing is not to be afraid at all.
So this is Bruce Berger, Rebbe Sol. See, we can do duets also.
You two are cute.
If this is the duet, we can close the show.
Well, we're just doing what the Hasidic said. Just express yourself. Express from your soul, from your lips to God's ears, as they say.
So. This it's it's a motive why I like this song in the Yom Kippur War, when the Israeli soldiers were in an extremely problematic situation, both in north, in Golan Heights with the Syrians, and in south with the Egyptians army. One of the soldiers suddenly was, he felt that he is alone, that all his friends wounded or killed. And he, instead of became panicked by the situation, he started singing to himself this song. And he continued to act like he have all his friends with him. And miraculously, he stay alive. And he wasn't a religious guy, you know, but this song keep him alive. Something in this song, it's true, it's a very narrow bridge between mm-hmm. life and death. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid. Sometimes it will get you. That's it.
And speaking of the power of song, you were speaking about this soldier, and I, you know, something very different, of course. I was out holding up a sign for Israel, as I do sometimes. And I was the only one doing it, and I, you know, I started to sing as well.
You're right. It's a lot of time that we are staying alone mm-hmm. with a sign for Israel. And you are saying to yourself, it's me or it's nobody.
Right.
So.
And the thing that accompanies you there, the thing that gets you through it sometimes is song.
Yeah, it's something. And, it's something in your inside that it's speaking to you. Right. And it's okay. Mm-hmm.
We are talking about, you know, we've done quite a few series. It's like our summer programming has brought us to talking a lot about music and a lot about Israel through the music, and we are sort of focusing on the spiritual side of how people are expressing themselves spiritually in Judaism and in Israel. And this, we've talked about now the Nigun and this sort of feeling that everything is a small bridge, everything that we do is a narrow bridge. Many, many modern composers have been influenced by Nigun, by the melodies. And what we're hearing now in the background, and we'll bring it up in a minute, is a modern improvisation. And a lot of Hasidic singing, religious singing, is also improvised. It's because it's what's coming out from you. And you don't know sometimes what it's going to be. And this is an improvisation. And let's hear a little bit about it by Avi Adrian and the Tchelet Group.
Talking about the effects of music on people, and it made me think of King David.
King David, right.
Right, and the effect of his music upon Saul. You know, he called him for that purpose because mm-hmm. it had such a soothing, calming influence on him. And I see it, you know, all the time.
Right, right. And again, that's the power of just melody, in a sense, or instrumental music without the lyrics. And when we look now towards lyrics, where do the lyrics come in a spiritual kind of sense? Sometimes they come from our hearts. We create our own lyrics. We create our own prayers. But many times, the music that we're hearing that's considered religious or spiritual is music where the source is from the Torah, the Tanakh, the Bible, as it's called. And what has come into fashion for quite a while now, well, it's probably from ancient days, but came back, that people are looking into the source, into the Torah, and there are verses that are popping out to them, or maybe they're verses that they're speaking every day in prayer, and they've turned them into songs. They've put music to it, they've put their own style of music to it, and it's a verse that's speaking to them in a profound way, and the music enhances that feeling for them. And so we're going to hear another song by a more recent composer named Yosef Karduner. I came across him by chance, you know, probably just hearing music, and I was really struck by this particular song. It's a popular psalm. It's Psalm 122. And I liked his version. And again, part of the beauty of this is to be able to express these feelings in your own way. So this is his version of what he's calling Shir Lama'alot, it's Psalm 121.
שומר ישראל השם שומרך השם צילך יד ימינך יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה השם ישמורך מכל רע ישמור את נפשך השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם שיר למעלות שא עיניי אל הרים אוי מאין יבוא עזרי עזרי מעם השם עושה שמיים וארץ אל ייתן למות רגליך אל ינום שומריך הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל השם שומריך השם צירך היד ימינך יומם השמש השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. נאי נא נא נאי נא נאי 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 נא 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 נאי נא 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 נאי נא נא שומר ישראל השם שומרך השם צילך יד ימינך יומם השמש
What do you think, Sonia? You like it? I shouldn't ask, right?
Shomer Israel. Shomer Israel is God. And we are keeping his name forever and ever. For
that praise, it, praise God and all
praise
that God,
God
has
and
to
worship
give.
Him. Yes, this is more or less the theme of the music.
One thing that in spiritual music, obviously, I probably don't even need to say it, is that God is always in the picture. It's always a reminder of where
sometimes
God is,
yes.
What God does,
sometimes
who God
yes,
is.
And sometimes it's just hiding his face.
Right, sometimes it's say, where are you, God?
It's like exactly in Kol HaOlam, the entire world. Nobody is speaking about God. He is there, but you just know that you are continue going on your path, which is the bridge. And you are hoping that tomorrow you will still be on the bridge. Not under
right.
The bridge.
One of a different kind of style of religious singing is called a piyut. And a piyut is a form of a poem.
Actually, piyutim starts with the community of Jewish in Spain, which have been under the influence of the Islamic conquered. They conquered Spain and Portugal. The way that those piyutim, they started in a certain way with a certain form and beautiful stuff. You can read the poems and they are absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So under this ideas of piyutim, more and more, hundreds of years after, people continue to do this piyutim, but you are speaking about Lecha Dodi, which is also something from Eretz Israel,
right,
from Sefat.
Right. The early mystics also composed their own prayers, and these were considered what was considered piyutim. And they're chanted in a way, and I'm not going to talk a lot about it because we're going to go to a break soon, but I want to play, if you don't mind, George, playing track 5 and then track 6 right after that. We're going to hear Lecha Dodi, two different versions, one performed by Yemenite Jews, by Binyamin Nachum and the Cantors, and then another of the same poem performed by a group called the B'nai Yisrael, and they're from Bombay, India. And this,
which is Mumbai today.
Mumbai. Yeah,
Mumbai.
Right, Mumbai, right.
And, sorry,
but
this is how it happens.
It is true, yes.
Geography, it's something
right.
Funny today.
And I want you to hear just how the piyut sort of is chanted and then expressed in a different way in different parts of the world.
شب ما عسب ما عشابات حلا لا خاد ذيني لذكلا هني شب ذنبيلا مقداش مالك علم لغا قومي سيم التغامخا رب الله شابذ بعيم البغا وهو يحمل على يتحمل لا خاد ذيني هاني شبر نقبيلا إذن علي عبار قومي نمشي بالليل مرد عمي علي يذبني شي بيد اللحمي قربار نمشي غالا لا خاد ديني قد كلا هاني شبر نقبيلا إذن علي
Shabbat the thing about these piyutim is that there was almost like a call and response kind of thing. There's a leader and a congregation, and it's community kind of singing, which is what you're hearing. So we're going to hear a little bit from Bombay.
And India.
Then we're going to cut out for a little break. This is WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk, and we are Israel is Real. And wouldn't it be amazing if I could find my notes?
So wouldn't now it be? You are telling to the entire audience.
That's right.
Giving up on our secrets. Yeah, good.
All right. Jeez. Israel is Real is actually sponsored by you. I sound like another radio station, but by you, our listeners and our supporters, who we are very, very grateful to. And we love your support. We love to see it keep coming. And if you want to support Israel by supporting Israel is Real and make a difference in the world, because by loving Israel, you will make the world a better place, then write a check now to Absolute Broadcasting. Send it to our personal mailbox at Israel is Real, Post Office Box 236, Milford, New Hampshire, 03055. Again, write the check to Absolute Broadcasting, which many of you have, and we are so grateful. Send it to our personal mailbox at Israel is Real, P.O. Box 236, Milford, New Hampshire, 03055. If you want details and information about how to advertise, how to just sponsor, how to contribute, and just how to be in touch with us or to hear any of our archived interviews, go to our website at www.israelisraelnh.com, ISRAELISREALNH.com.
And have you heard the buzz? Rachel's music is touching hearts of listeners all around the world. To hear Rachel's unique sound and to book Rachel to perform for you live, just go to www.rachelmusic.net, which is www.rahelmusic.net. And if you really want to hear Rachel, you have a great opportunity on August 24.
What's happening on August 24th, Sonia?
Vision and a lot of other good person and nice groups are going together to have a huge rally in Manchester, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. It's between 5 to 8. Actually, the rally starts at 6, but 5 it's a gathering, and you can buy funny stuff and
funny stuff.
No,
fun stuff.
And whatever.
There'll be
food,
right?
Drink,
there's going to be people,
water, and you know, I don't know.
All people who support Israel
exactly,
will be there.
Yes. So you can hear Rachel, which she's going to perform, and with this in mind, you will be able to schedule her for your own. But. Yes.
So the Vision rally is from 5 to 8, as you said.
Yes, and they it starts actually write, from 6
The
to
speakers
eight.
Will be speaking from 6. And following that, there'll be a live streaming of what's going on in Jerusalem.
Yes, and we and hope that not only in Jerusalem. The idea is...
All around the world.
All around the world. The idea is to have in every state in United States, first of all, a great big gathering, and also in Europe. We hope. We don't know. We just hope.
It's a growing thing, and you can certainly consult the web and you can
yes.
go on the...
And you mm-hmm. can go to www.newhampshireforisrael.org. That's www.nh4israel.org, and you'll have there the entire information mm-hmm. where it's in the park.
In Manchester Veterans Park. Veterans Park.
Okay.
In Manchester.
And you can buy a shirt, you just can come. That's it. Just
come out and support Israel, because it's something that Israel really needs right now is a lot of, well, not right now, all the time, but there will be a big gathering on that particular day, as Sonia said, all around the world, hopefully, to show support of Israel. So if you want to be a part of that, in New Hampshire, it's happening in Veterans Park, and you can check the web for where it's happening anywhere else. So again, this yes, is...
So you can hear also Rachel.
This is Israel is Real, and we are www.israelisraelnh.com, and this is WSMN Radio, 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. We're going to continue hearing a little bit more of that Mumbai music, Lecha Dodi. So we're listening to Diwan Project, and
actually you could see Rachel performing right here. Too bad that we are not in the television.
Wish we had a webcam going.
Right.
Next time. Oh, let's try better. Yes,
well, I'll tell you, I got turned on to Diwan Project recently, maybe about a year or two ago, while I was surfing the web looking for something else, came across them, and they are fantastic, I have to say. This song was about God, obviously. This is Piyutim. These are people that are bringing Piyutim back in Israel. And from what I understand, they're groups that meet, they study Piyutim, they create Piyutim, and they put music to it, and they perform Piyutim.
This can be very much good for me.
Define Piyutim?
Piyutim was the liturgical poems, the poetry,
right.
put to music. And this particular group, what I find interesting in Hebrew-wise, I don't know if you noticed, Sonia, when they're using... I'm not quite sure if this is a Ladino pronunciation or it's an ancient pronunciation of certain letters and sounds, but they're bringing back a different kind of...
I think that this is the Sephardic.
The Sephardic,
real,
right.
Real way mm-hmm. to pronounce. And it's very hard to know exactly what is the correct pronunciation for a couple of sounds. Not for everything, mm-hmm. but for a couple of sounds.
And so. This is part of the trend that's going on now. They want to really dig deep and try and bring back a lot of spiritual essence, sort of meat, if you will, to... this is a new kind of expression of the younger generation now of Israel who wants to grab onto and hold onto spiritual expression, but in a new way. So this is my take on Diwan Project, is something that they're doing, is bringing religion back into it, but in a new way, that a way that the youth can sort of hold onto, which is a little different. And in a way, if you look back at the history of the spiritual kind of movement, the Hasidut was... in essence, that kind of an expression. There was a very strict, formal way of expressing yourself spiritually, and the Hasidim said, there's another way. And they created this more happy, fun, song-like expression.
We need to understand, even today, we have two very distinct movement. One is the Litaim, the people which are so-called coming from Lita,
mm-hmm.
Okay, one of the Nordic
regions.
Yes. And they are, the way that they are learning, it's in a very, very intellectual way, mm-hmm. questioning, very strict
mm-hmm.
in the way that they are researching every word. And from the other side is the Hasidic movement, which it's saying we can stay extremely focused, but doesn't mean that we cannot stay happy with
right.
what we are doing.
Right.
Like, you can do exactly the same analysis mm-hmm. in every text and in every word, but we can from time to time erupt in dancing and singing, mm-hmm. and those two movements are looking one to each other like
they're sort of aliens or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
But they work, the beauty of the ability of all, both and all of that to exist simultaneously is that it brings in, It will reach a number of people who may not relate on one way, can relate on the other way, and God stays in the picture.
Yeah, this is actually mm-hmm. the Hasidic movement also try to bring more and more youngest in this period,
right.
and to show them other way, not only the strict way and not only the rigid way, if you want. So that's it, and development of the same thing.
Yeah, development of the same thing, and which brings me to talk about the Baal Tshuva movement of today. Somewhere around the 60s, there was another movement in America. It became very popular in America, for example. And we've had some guests on who have spoken about this, Ruby Harris, for example, Avram Rosenblum, part of the Diaspora Yeshiva band, and they were people who were a little bit wayward, living a secular life or whatever, or searching for something more, and eventually come around to coming back to Judaism. And one of the people who really influenced that movement called the Baal Tshuva, meaning returning movement, returning to God, I guess, returning to spirituality.
Returning it to
Judaism.
To the trust and to the belief.
To belief,
course,
to have a belief.
And of course mm-hmm. to God.
To yes. a higher presence there. And one of the people who was very influential in this time was Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach. And we're listening a little bit to him in the background, but he was actually born in Berlin. He came from a line of rabbis, Orthodox rabbis, who are very observant.
Unusually to be an Orthodox rabbi from Germany this time.
And yeah, and he went the traditional route and eventually branched out and became what was known as the singing rabbi. And he, through his music, attracted many more youth. and brought them back to Judaism, back to their roots. So he was one of the pioneers of the Baal Tshuva movement, embracing the youth and having them come back. He wrote a number of songs at the end of the 50s. Again, verses from the Torah, verses from the Tanakh, from the prayers, and singing them very in a lively Hasidic way, but really reached a lot of youth. So let's hear Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach. And he died recently, so he is Zichrono Lebracha in his memory as well. And Sonia reminded me that it wasn't so, it feels like recently.
1994.
Recently,
it's not so much recently, but we feel like it was recently. We've been then young and beautiful. And now we are just beautiful. Again, we don't have here television. It's unfortunate.
But Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach's music and songs and prayers have really infiltrated into the general worship of today, even all over the world, actually, not just in America. So this is something that his songs have reached masses, and brought people back. We're going to be listening to a little bit underneath as we talk, as we're coming towards the end of the show, but I wanted to talk about how this has sort of morphed into we have a singer called Mordechai Ben David, who sang together with Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach. Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach inspired not just people returning to their faith, but also musical expression in a big way. So we will listen to a few songs as we come towards the end. Well, let's, you know what, George, I know I'm driving you crazy, but let's go over to track 11. And we're going to listen to this, what sort of has morphed into this musical movement of the Baal Tshuva movement. And this is the song Mashiach by Mordechai Ben David, one of his popular ones. And you can see that the style really became more big band,
And this is actually the revolution that Carlebach did. When he showed off with his guitar, this was the thing that spoke to everyone. That's it. So let's hear them.
So let's hear Mashiach, a little bit of Mashiach.
Means Messiah.
Messiah.
Mashiach.
We heard Mashiach by Mordechai Ben David. You could hear the big band sound. And a lot of music was coming from the male perspective. We have now, what you're listening to is a group called Tofa'a. Tofa'a grew up in, I speak from personal experience, Tofa'a grew up in 1980, was born in 1980 and exists today in Israel. The brainchild of a woman named Yona Yakubovich, who we also have spoken to on our show before. Women's music. The women, there was a what people view as a prohibition. There's a halachic ruling, Jewish law, that regards women's voice as distracting from men who were praying and praying to God, that if they would hear a woman singing, because the voice is so beautiful and pleasant, that it might distract them away from their prayers. So what was known as a prohibition was put on, but women looked at this not as a prohibition. And I speak from personal experience, because I was a member of, and still am a member of Tofa'a when I go back to Israel, that what we discovered, that the prohibition, the restriction, was not at all a restriction. It was actually freedom. And we were able to discover that there was a woman's expression, a woman's spiritual expression, which was slightly different than men. And the way that women experience God and the women experience spiritual life is very different. So what you're hearing now is a little bit of Tofa'a, an all-women's group who wrote and performed for women only.
It's time for you to sing your song.
And because we're coming to the end of our show, which we are going to go out with, we've been speaking about the spiritual side of Judaism, the spiritual side of Israel, and we're giving you a little bit of glimpse. Obviously, we can't cover everything in this short time, and we deeply encourage you to search and to, when you go to Israel, to also experience some of the more religious expression, and not to mention also, I will say, Christian expression as well, which we didn't really speak about, coming out through music. So do try and find those places where religious events are happening and religious music is being sung. Matasyahu, he was the crossover phenomenon, I call him, because everybody in this world knows Matasyahu. And we're going to go out with Matasyahu, an American-born, who has come into pop music, and I hear him on the radio stations that are playing, you know, that screaming metal music, and I all of a sudden hear Matasyahu, I go, what the heck? But there he is. So there's a message going out there. We're going to close with our Torah portion, as we always do. And Sonia, what is our Torah portion of the week this week?
Okay, now it's my play. It's my time to say, what are my notices? The Torah portion today, it's Masay. In this week's portion, Masay, the Torah tells us about the journeys of the Bnei Israel, the children of Israel. Who is it so important for the Torah to describe in such great detail the wandering of the Jewish people? The commentary Maor Einai means the light of eyes, which is a person, it's a rabbi, explain that there is a reason for every place that we must go in life. Namely, we must go to that certain place to elevate the sparks of holiness which lay there waiting to be elevated. We elevate the sparks of holiness in that place by serving God in that place. This is especially true in places with little or no Jewish communities.
Exactly.
And I would say that it's a reason why we are going in a certain path and not in the other path. The bridge is only one bridge, but it's a personal bridge. It's happened that this is a personal bridge. Everyone have his own.
Right. And I want to also say that as we listen to Matasyahu as we go out, this is WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. We're on the air every Friday, 10 to 11 in the morning. And our theme song, Hinei Matov, is by me, Rachel. You can hear rachelmusic.net and rachelmusic.com, whichever you go. And Israel is real. And H... www.thisisraelisreal.com. Please visit our archives and find out how to contribute and help us stay on the air and help Israel.
And write us an observation, what you are thinking, what you would like.
Send us your feedback.
We are open to your suggestions.
Shabbat shalom. We go out with Matasyahu. Shabbat shalom. Yeah.